Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our sunrise service without the sunrise. I hope you're all staying warm. It's the warmest part of the day right now, so get outside and enjoy a little bit of it. And let's talk about the empty tomb. I was talking the other day to Kellen, who's getting ready to turn 16 in about a month, and we were talking about race cars and what he was going to do when he finished high school, where he was going to go to college, and a little while later I was thinking about, you know, the conversations we used to have, or how our conversations are different now than when they were 10, 12 years ago, because back then we talked about the important things in life. We talked about soccer and Beyblades. If you don't know, don't ask. Legos. And, of course, the monsters that lived in the closet in his bedroom. At least once a week when the boys were younger, I had to go into their rooms and open the closets and get rid of the monsters that lived in there. And I can remember my dad doing the same thing for me quite a few years ago. And more than likely, you can remember doing it for your kids and your parents doing it for you, and it's not a unique experience. Fear is not something that skips generations or hibernates during good times. It's always there. It never goes away. You and I opened the doors of closets to demonstrate to our kids that there was nothing to fear anymore. The same was true nearly 2,000 years ago on a Sunday morning when the women gathered together and made their walk to the tomb where they had buried Jesus a couple of days before. This is from Matthew chapter 28. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a faint. Then the angel spoke to the women. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He has risen from the dead just as he said he would. Come, see where the body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you." The women dreaded the idea of going to the tomb because they feared what it represented. It meant the end. It meant they would be confronted once again with the death of Jesus. The tomb contained the thing they feared the most, death. What they weren't expecting was the appearance of the angel. The message of the angel was the same we share with our kids when they were young. The message of the angel addresses the basic need of the human heart, the removal of fear. The women had many reasons to be afraid. The world they knew had come crashing down over the last few days, and everything they expected for the future had been turned upside down. The women had been headed to Jesus' tomb to finish the task of anointing his body. The events so far that morning would have only added to their sense of fear. First, there was an earthquake, just as there had been on Friday afternoon. But they arrived to find the soldiers lying on the ground, the stone is rolled away, and an angel sitting on top of it. That sight itself would have been glorious and terrifying. Because of this, the first words of the angel are very important. "Do not be afraid." The angel understood the unnerving nature of the events of the previous days and begins by putting their fears to rest. His message should do the same for us. We often come into the situations in life that unsettle us and rattle our sensibilities. The words of the angel should echo across the ears and speak to our own hearts. "Do not be afraid." There is no longer any reason to fear the one thing that would often cause us the most problems, and that's death. Our greatest fear was relieved by the empty tomb. Our greatest need was cared for through the resurrection. Jesus came to dispel the reality of fear in the hearts of all of us. The women were at the tomb to look for Jesus. The angel speaks to them and makes them aware of an unexpected reality. He's not there. He's risen. The one that the women sought was gone. The body was not stolen or moved, but was instead supernaturally removed. They didn't expect to find the tomb empty and are shocked by the reality of the resurrection. Jesus would no longer be found among the dead because he had risen. Jesus was dead. The women were there when he was nailed to the cross. They were there when they took him off of the cross. They were there when they prepared his body for burial. And they were at the tomb when he was laid to rest. They understood the reality that their king was dead. The angel intentionally reminds them of the words of Jesus and his promise to rise from the dead. The truth of the resurrection is at the core of what we believe as Christians. The message of the angel is equally for us. We need to be aware of the resurrection. Without the resurrection, there is no eternal life. Without the resurrection, there is no hope. Without the resurrection, there is no forgiveness. The angel gives the women two simple instructions, which are the reaction that we all should have to the resurrection. He says, come and see, and then go and tell. The angel wanted the women to see the tomb for themselves. Come and see where he lay. The instruction is for them to look into the inner chamber of the tomb. The invitation to see inside the tomb is an invitation to become witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God chooses these women to be the first witnesses of the resurrection. The angel then tells women to go and tell the others the good news. There is no way to be a witness to the resurrection of Christ without sharing it. Each one of us, as believers, are witnesses to his resurrection. To his resurrection power alive in our lives. Each one of us, as believers, are witnesses to this. We all have experienced the power of the resurrection in our own existence. As a result, we're all to be witnesses of the resurrection. The moment that we encounter Christ and come face to face with the reality of the empty tomb, we were changed and we were charged with being his witnesses. We were given the responsibility to share the good news. So I guess that's my message this morning is go. Go and tell the good news, for he is risen. He is risen indeed. Would you join me in prayer, please? Heavenly and gracious Father, we want to thank you today for your Son, for your love, for your grace in our lives, for allowing him to be crucified for us, to suffer the pain that was meant for us, and to be 3 days later raised from the dead, to be the first of the resurrection, to show us what our future will be, to be resurrected in perfect bodies, free of pain and suffering and doubt and anxiety and all the ills of the world, and to be resurrected into a life reconciled with you so we can spend eternity in heaven with you. Help us, Lord, to be perfect witnesses for your perfect love, and to demonstrate to others the change that you have made in our lives. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.